All right, update on the injury report. We only had one player that did not participate today. It was groin, Monte Ball. Everybody else was full. Any questions?
How has T.J. Ward fit into this defense, and how do you think his progression has come now that, you know, you're almost?
I really like T.J. I like what he brings to the table, both on the field and in the meeting rooms. There's an enthusiasm there, how he goes about his work. He plays the game physical, which I like, and then people see on tape. I think with each week, we're just growing as a defense. We got a lot of new starters in there, guys getting comfortable with each other as well as with our system. But I like his progress.
That was kind of his reputation. Has anything surprised you?
Not really. We competed against him before. As I mentioned before, as I coached his dad in college. So I was familiar with him and, kind of followed him, just kind of knowing the family and everything. So I kind of knew what he was all about.
Coach, it's hard to bat 1,000 with draft picks, but it seems like with the free agents since you've been here that John and the staff brought in have been pretty darn close. Have you taken any time to kind of marvel at that?
Not really. You're just every year, you're trying to get better. That's one of the methods is in free agency, and we evaluate guys, and then once you get them in here, whether it's a draft pick or a free agent, you just coach the heck out of them, and we've been fortunate that we've had good production out of those guys during our tenure.
Coach, strengths of Shaquille Barrett that kept him around and now brought him up to the active roster.
He caught everybody's eye very early on in camp, and a guy that we liked. He's got good hands in the pass rush, as well as he can perform at the linebacker position as it relates to coverage and run fits. He's a guy that works hard at it. He can take from meeting rooms onto the field. So we kept him on the practice squad, and then now we had the availability, or the developmental squad, I call it. So we had a spot open. Brought him up.
Defensively, this team is the Niners are doing well in pass defense. What makes them so good this season?
Well, I think they execute. They're very fundamentally sound, well coached. They don't do a whole lot. Everybody's different in how they approach it and what they do. They're very well coached. They got good people executing it, and I think a lot of it starts up front, too. The best pass defense in the world is a pass rush. And so they've been able to do the 4-7 ratio pretty well and getting good pressure on quarterbacks with four-man rush.
John, you talked a little bit about the penalties early in the week, but you've had occasions where you've had multiple offensive linemen penalized in the same game. Is there anything going on technique-wise or what?
No, this game's about what to do, how to do it, and do it under pressure. And, depending on the game, sometimes crowd noise can affect it, the different types of pressure that these guys have to deal with and do it at a high level. So I think we're one of the least penalized teams in the league overall. So, we're always concerned with all of it, and, we do our best to eliminate them, and we'll see what this week brings.